The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday issued a historic defense of abortion rights. The 5-3 decision struck down parts of a Texas law that required clinics performing abortions to have surgical facilities and also required doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. Outside the court, opponents of that law celebrated.
Pro women, pro choice! Pro women, pro choice! Pro women, pro choice!
One person who has been closely following this debate and the Supreme Court's ruling is Marjorie Dannenfelser. She is president of the Susan B. Anthony List, a group that opposes abortion, and she joins us in our studios this morning. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's great to be here again.
So listening there, we're hearing people outside the court chanting pro-women, pro-choice. You had a different reaction to this ruling. You tweeted that the Supreme Court in this ruling is anti-woman. Just explain that for me if you can.
Well, this decision really had far less to do with, it should have had far less to do with the pure abortion right than it had to do with the safety of women and protecting that within clinics. Underreported, I believe, all over the country has been clinic after clinic after clinic where there are safe and uninspected situations going on where women are giving birth accidentally in toilets. There are unsanitary conditions in the words of some Planned Parenthood employees who left a Delaware clinic, said these are meat market assembly line style abortions going on. And so, I'm sorry. So this is the pro-woman, pro-choice line that they are chanting there sounds nice, but it really is an anti-woman, anti-health of women stance that the court inadvertently took.
Let me ask you about the health of women, if I can, because Justin Stephen Breyer, I mean, he noted that nationwide childbirth is a lot more likely than abortion to result in death. Also that colonoscopy is a procedure that, you know, often takes place in outpatient clinics, you know, has a mortality rate 10 times higher than abortion. I mean, isn't the medical field sort of becoming settled that abortion is not nearly as big a risk as some other procedures like that when we're talking about the health of women?
No, not at all. And in fact, the lobby to get abortion out of medical situations, even into homes where there is no oversight, no emergency care, women are left alone to undergo their own self-abortions through medicine.
But those would be homes, not these clinics we're talking about.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the overall advocacy is away from the safe and from the safe conditions that would be in a scenario like this. I find it ironic that I, of course, as an advocate against abortion, would be advocating for safe abortion, and the people on the other side of this debate who used to be the first people advocating safe abortion are now for undermining those standards. This should be common ground. We should be on the same side of this debate every single step of the way.
But are you saying that these medical groups and Stephen Breyer, the justice, and others, are they wrong when they say that things like colonoscopies are less safe than abortions, that abortions are that safe these days in these types of clinics?
They are absolutely wrong. And when you see what can go awry, you really understand why this needs more scrutiny and not less. The abortionists who are performing these abortions every single day across the country are not at the top of the food chain in the medical world. Frankly, they're the last people that you want to be in their care. And so the irony is that somehow they need less scrutiny, even though clinic after clinic across the country keeps getting closed down. Just not far from the studio a few weeks ago, one was closed down, one of the busiest abortion clinics in the country. Again, almost no coverage. So the when you see what can go wrong and what happens to women, death, infertility, then one ought to be focused on how to prevent this from happening again. But I see the failure to do that is a sense that the institution of abortion is far more important than the health of women, and that's where we are right now.
Well, what do you make of the argument if someone hears the results of a case like this and they sort of come to the conclusion that, okay, a lot of people in the medical field believe that abortions are not that unsafe, and that the people who are part of your movement, you know, should be focusing more on sort of the broad moral argument about abortion and sort of going away from these health and safety risk arguments?
Well, there are two things. One is, as long as it's happening, then we should all be advocating for the health of women, and we should be, and frankly, the Supreme Court is the last group of people that should be a medical board. On the other hand, our strategy will remain the same, and that is to focus on the life of the unborn child and the rights of women. So our late-term ban, or the 20-week bill, will remain a priority.
Okay, we've been speaking to Marjorie Dannenfelser. She is head of the Susan B. Anthony List. Thanks so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, always.